Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's make our official turn towards week 18 of the NFL season on Thursday, January 6th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The NFL MVP debate is getting a little spicy right now after sports writer Hub Arkush went on Chicago Sports Radio earlier this week and said that he was not going to vote for Aaron Rodgers for MVP this year, specifically because of his stance on the COVID-19 vaccine. Well, of course, Aaron Rodgers was asked about that when he met with the media on Wednesday, and he had this to say.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments. But I mean, I listened to the comments, but to say he had his mind made up in the summertime, in the off season, that, you know, I had zero chance of winning MVP, in my opinion, should exclude, you know, future votes. You know, his problem isn't with me being a bad guy or the biggest jerk in the league. Because he doesn't know anything about me. I mean, I've never met him. I've never had lunch with him. I've never had an interview with him. His problem is I'm not vaccinated. You know, so if he wants to go on a crusade and collude and come up with an extra letter to put on the award just for this season and make it the most valuable vaccinated player, then he should do that.
Whether you agree or disagree with Aaron Rodgers' stance on the COVID-19 vaccine, it's pretty indisputable that Rodgers has been remarkable this season, carrying the Packers to the number one overall seed in the NFC. So while he may have lost that MVP vote, I'm sure there's still plenty of people who will vote for what Rodgers has accomplished on the football field this season. The Tennessee Titans, who look set to try and claim the number one overall seed in the AFC this weekend against the Houston Texans, did get some good news that was reported earlier in the week on Wednesday as they officially designated running back Derrick Henry to return from injured reserve. It's been 9 weeks since Derrick Henry's surgery, with an estimated recovery time of 6 to 10 weeks. If the Tennessee Titans claim the first round bye, it'll have been 11 weeks since Derrick Henry's surgery. That's more than enough time for one of the best running backs in football to make a return at full strength in the playoffs. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo did return to practice in a limited fashion on Wednesday. Head coach Kyle Shanahan said that he threw a little bit on Tuesday and they felt good enough to get him on the field. Jimmy Garoppolo spoke with the media after practice and he was asked about that lingering hand injury.
It hurts. I don't know how else to describe it. It feels like the web in your hand is kind of tearing a little bit. That's probably the best way I could describe it, but you know, it's all good.
So it's undetermined if we will see Trey Lance or Jimmy Garoppolo this week against the Los Angeles Rams, but the 49ers are in a situation where they've got to win this football game to make sure that they get into the playoffs. As COVID-19 numbers continue to spike across the country, the NFL has looked into other potential sites for next month's Super Bowl. As of now, it is scheduled to be played at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles on February 13th. NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said on Wednesday, as part of our standard contingency planning process that we conduct for all regular and postseason games, we have contacted several clubs to inquire about stadium availability in the event we cannot play the Super Bowl as scheduled due to weather-related issues or unforeseen circumstances. So at this very moment, the NFL is moving forward with the Super Bowl being in Los Angeles on February 13th. They're just inquiring about some possible backup plans. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow confirmed on Wednesday to reporters that he will not play on Sunday to rest up for the playoffs. You can expect several key Cincinnati players to be in a similar situation as the Bengals can't do much to improve their playoff seeding. They've got no chance at the one seed, so it sounds like they're going to rest their starters versus the Browns in that Week 18 matchup. Baker Mayfield's already been confirmed to be done for the season. He's going to have shoulder surgery ending his 2021 year. So it's going to be Brandon Allen versus Case Keenum against the Browns. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor did say that Ja'Marr Chase could still potentially play as he's still heavily alive in the hunt for Rookie of the Year. Bengals Pro Bowl running back Joe Mixon, however, tested positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday. He's already been ruled out Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings activated Kirk Cousins off the COVID list. Mike Zimmer confirmed that he will start in Week 18 against the Bears, despite the Vikings being eliminated from the playoff race. From the Associated Press, the NFL has issued a warning to teams that they could lose a draft pick and face significant fines if club representatives conduct themselves unprofessionally in interviews during the draft process. In a memo sent to clubs on Wednesday, the league said a team would forfeit a draft pick between the first and fourth round and be fined a minimum of $150,000 if it's determined a club representative displayed conduct that is disrespectful, inappropriate, or unprofessional during the draft interview process. League also confirmed in that memo they are eliminating the Wonderlic test for prospective players, and it's revising some of its scouting combine drills to better simulate game-related movement. The Chicago Bears confirmed that Justin Fields practiced in full on Wednesday and that the quarterback will start Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. The Denver Broncos placed quarterback Teddy Bridgewater on injured reserve, officially ending his season. Drew Lock officially gets the start against Kansas City on Saturday. According to Bucs head coach Bruce Arians, running back Leonard Fournette and linebacker Lavonte David, as well as pass rusher Shaq Barrett, are all trending in the right direction to return the first week of the playoffs. The Buccaneers have yet to make an official roster move on wide receiver Antonio Brown. As of now, his situation remains unchanged. The Dallas Cowboys entered Micah Parsons in the COVID-19 protocol. He obviously did not practice on Wednesday, and his status is up in the air for Week 18. That's all I got for you on Thursday, January 6th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. Remember, we're in the five-star business here. Stay tuned for later today. It's The Look Ahead with Rob Stats-Guerrera and RJ Ochoa as they get you prepared for Week 18 across the entire NFL. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.